Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about $1 to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle.
Hey, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Hope you had a good Memorial Day, and a lot of brave men and women paid the ultimate price to keep all of us free and allow us to have a long weekend. So I hope that you did get a long weekend, and I hope that did you well. We are in June. So we'll get ready for the June swoon when it comes to baseball teams who are doing well right now. Is that what I'm trying to say? I mean, you can't say it's May anymore, right? That was the one thing. It's like, oh, it's only April. Oh, it's only May. No, it's June. This is when you got to start, not making big trades, but you got to start thinking about it. That's right. We're here for you. 1-800-878-PLAY. Wait, I'm the GM. You're the GM now. Karen Lyle will join us in about a half hour. She always joins us on Tuesdays in the first hour. She is with SailSportTalk.com, and we talk sailing. I have a Broadway actress, Jen Walzen, too. No, just me. I have a travel reporter, and I also have a man who's made a brand new documentary called City of Ali, which is very interesting, going to the Ali Center in Louisville, Kentucky, and talking to all the people that knew him, and we'll look forward to talking to him about the greatest of all time. And then we'll end the show with Matthias Giraud. Matthias Giraud. Actually, it's spelled wrong on my email here. There's no extra R. Matthias Giraud. He is part of the documentary called Super Frenchie. He jumps off mountains. He did it once and he died. No, he's a base jumper. So, I never know who I'm going to interview. And I can interview anybody, huh? All right. 1-800-878-PLAY. TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app. Also sportsbyline.com. Emails rick@sportsbyline.com. And a big shout out to our troops listening on American Forces Radio Network. Come on back.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Hi, this is Ron Barr, and I've got great news for anyone suffering from ongoing pain due to aging, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living. Relief Factor is a 100% research-based formula that was created to combat the root causes of inflammation. Relief Factor is designed to address sore muscles, stiff joints, aches, and the general discomfort you may feel. There are four key ingredients, and each approaches the body's natural inflammatory response function from a different metabolic pathway. And they've got something special for Sports Byline Network listeners. You can get their three-week quick start program for just $19.95. That's only 95 cents a day. Head to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-500-8384. Relief Factor helps to support a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort from the effects of daily living, and you can get yours at ReliefFactor.com or by calling 1-800-500-8384. Your life, your freedom. Get back to living at ReliefFactor.com.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, titillating sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
All right, thanks for that, and welcome back to the show. Also, streaming along on twitch.tv, if you'd like to watch me talk into a microphone, and I know that's most people's dreams come true, but you can do that as well. Just look for a Sports Byline, and there we is. Bad grammar and all. We had another incident in the NBA playoffs yesterday of a fan running on the court. It was the Wizards versus the Sixers. And over the last week, we had a Sixers fan dump popcorn on Wizards star Russell Westbrook. We had Trae Young spat upon in New York, he of the Hawks. We had a Celtics fan throw a bottle of water at Kyrie Irving and has been arrested for that. I think they're charging him with some pretty serious crimes with that one, too. Felony assault. Yeah, that's the same as hitting somebody with a hammer, basically. I think that's a little ridiculous, but I'm not crying about it. But in the game last night between the Sixers and the Wiz in Washington, D.C., A fan ran onto the court while the play was happening in the third quarter, and he appeared to, there were different angles. They didn't really catch it on the broadcast, but other people, you know, we all have our own movie cameras now, right? So we saw what looked like a guy pretending to make a layup, and a security guard made a open field tackle on the guy, and the guy went down pretty easy. I think he probably thought, I'm probably going to get the hell beat out of me. And then when the guy grabbed him, he's like, okay, okay. And he went down easy, and he held his hands over his head, masked with the nose sticking out too. That's when you know you're an idiot. I really think even in the midst of the pandemic, the people without a mask were less stupid than the people with the nose peeking over the mask. Just barely. But much like that fan in Boston, they're going to be pursuing some criminal charges against him. I don't know what they can charge him with outside of trespassing, but they'll try to drum up other things as well. It's funny because there was a streaker who ran onto the field at Nationals Park during a rain delay who ended up hiding in the tarp roller before a security guard brought him out. But I heard somebody say on a national broadcast that this is going on because we've just been pent up with a year of rooting from afar. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. I think that's a stupid excuse. But there might be some truth to it. But whatever the truth is, I think what we're going to have, unfortunately, and I'm not seeing anything just now, but I think it's we're basically going to get to the point where you're not going to be able to have access to the court and you're not going to be able to sit on the floor. You know, that's always been the one thing about the NBA that other sports don't have. You can literally stick your foot out and trip Shaq if you're Larry David. I mean, did you see that episode? It's pretty good. Guys flying into the stands. You know, we had the guy push Kyle Lowry in Oakland. You remember that? There's been all sorts of things with people sitting on the court. But on the other hand, you know, people who sit on the court, who is it normally? Well, it's normally famous people. Or famous fans, you know, the Spike Lees and the Jack Nicholsons and people like that are sitting on the court. You know, it's usually rich people because those tickets are beyond expensive. I remember when the Warriors were in the finals a few years ago, and before the game, you know, the court is just packed with broadcast sets and guys trying to warm up. And so just for a second, I sat down to check my phone in one of those courtside seats. And like I said, it was about a half hour before tip-off. And all of a sudden, the guy taps on my shoulder. And he said very politely, goes, "Oh, excuse me, I think you're in our seat." And I went, "Oh, I'm sorry." And it was Jeremy Renner, the actor, who's from Modesto, by the way. And John Hamm, who gave me a dirty look. And I wanted to tell John Hamm that I love him. I think he's like Alec Baldwin, you know, handsome actor, yet also hilarious. But that was my interaction with John Hamm. He gave me a dirty look. But I was kind of thinking these guys probably from the minute they walked in all the way down to the court, they probably were, you know, pilloried with, "Oh my gosh, blah, blah, blah." But my point is that if you're rich, you get to sit down low. Now, even if you're not rich, you can run onto the court. It's not that hard. They do have guards standing around who are praying, not all of them, but some are praying that they get to be a quote-unquote hero and knock you out. But I never forget, I talked about this a couple of times before, but I remember I was at a Warriors game, and this woman was coming back to her courtside seat, and she was arriving late, and she had on these stiletto heels, and she was holding two huge beers in each hand. And she was walking to her seat, holding these two big beers and stiletto heels, trying to keep her balance. And there was a fast break coming the other way that went by her by inches. And I just thought, this is so unreal that people can sit that close. All she had to do was trip, and she could have, you know, broken every bone in her body or, you know, thrown the beers out onto the court. I would be, if I ever sat in those seats, and I won't, but if I ever did, I would be petrified of doing something wrong. I don't think I would move the whole game. I don't even think I would stand up. Now, the closest I've ever sat was in 1985. It was called Warrior College Newspaper Night. And I was the editor of my college sports page. And so I got to go. It was the first annual. I don't know if they ever had it again. But I sat in the seat behind the front row, courtside, which I thought was pretty amazing. And after the game, there were about, I don't know, 15 of us, and we were going to interview Greg Ballard. But he was not feeling well, so we got to interview the rookie on crutches with a cast, and it was Chris Mullen. And I much rather would have interviewed the... And so I remember Mullen, who at that time still had the long hair, And he was going to all those Irish bars on Geary Street every night. And listen, you talk about a guy who said, I'm shaving my head and I'm going on the straight and narrow. He did. And he went to the Hall of Fame. So I give him credit. Still to this day, got the Sergeant Carter crop top, high and tight Marine Corps do working. But I remember he was sitting there. He was in his sweats. He had a cast on. He put his crutches down. And we got to ask questions. And so at that time, there were rumors that he was, like, drinking too much. And I said, are you homesick? And he said, I was at first, but not anymore. That was his answer. So anyway, I digress. All it takes is one, two more yokels or, you know, knock on wood, somebody, you know, getting assaulted on the court. All you need is one of those Kermit Washington, Rudy T type of punches in the face. I mean, I was watching the Champions League final, and Kevin De Bruyne went down after a collision with Rudiger, the German and Chelsea fullback. And he was down for a long time, and a guy like that doesn't fake. And he found out that he had a fractured cheek and fractured nasal cavity. But that's what I mean. All you need, and it looked kind of innocuous, just two guys going really fast, bam, and Rudiger's shoulder hit him right in the face. But we might get to the point where there's going to be a little fence, because that was the whole thing. And I'll wrap this up in a second. But when FIFA was looking at our stadia for the World Cup, and they came out, and like I remember they were at Stanford where there was eight lanes of track, which sucks. But anyway, the stadium is more or less gone. But they said, how do you keep the fans off the field? Where's the barbed wire? Where are the fences and the walls? And they're like, what are you talking about? Why would we run on the field? We don't really do that here. Well, it seems like we do it now. And you could say, Rick, those are just three clowns. Well, they could ruin it for everybody. That's what I'm getting at. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Anders geben, diesem Land hab ich Treue geschworen, bin geboren in der Pfalz. Ich lieb dich nun mal, jeden Berg, jedes Tal, Heimatland.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
Well, 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 whatever works. 1-800-878-PLAY. You ain't got no alibi, you ugly. Sailing takes us away. That's coming up next. Karen Lyle, SailSportTalk.com. That's always, it doesn't really roll off the tongue, does it? SailSportTalk, SailSportTalk. .com. I was wondering if there's, you need two T's. Yes, you need two T's. But I remember first time I went to Southampton, I'm like, there's only one H. It's actually Southampton, isn't it? These are the things that keep me up at night. Plus, I say to the wall, 1-800-878-PLAY. All right. It's too bad that I start off the show talking about buffoon running on the court, and normally I wouldn't. I just kind of think sometimes people will overreact. You know, they'll overreact and then ruin it for everybody else. And I remember when I was working in TV, and I used to work a lot of late nights, and we would be replaying something. And so in the control room, we could turn on like Letterman. So I was watching TV while I was working TV, but I was in a chair. So I had like the program on my right, and then I would have Letterman on the left. And then one day, some jackass put the live feed of the network on our air, hit the wrong button in the switcher, which was non-sync, which meant everything popped out. And it took a while. I can get into the waveform and being at a minus 40 black burst and all that, but yeah, it's hard to believe that that's what I did for 10 years, Mr. Technician. But came back, and the TV in the other room was completely removed, which meant no more TV for everybody. It happens. Probably the worst thing, and this is definitely first world problems, but they used to have this thing called Grad Night at Disneyland, where high school seniors would take over the whole park on a certain night from like 8 to midnight. And all it was just, you know, high school seniors, guys and girls, like, you know, kissy face and all that. And every year the seniors would go. And they'd go, oh my gosh, there were all these hotties from LA. They were walking around in bikinis. And we were all like, oh my gosh, grad night. You already love Disneyland. Disneyland full of all these girls. And it's just you guys. No parents. No little kids. No babies. Sounded pretty fun. Anyway. What's this got to do with anything? Well, I'm trying to talk about people ruin stuff. So the senior class when I was a junior, at the Disneyland Hotel, somebody brought a case of beer, poured ice into a tub, and they had a little party in one of the rooms. and the night of grad night. Do you know what the punishment was? Next year's class doesn't get to go. That's all they could do because the seniors had already gone. And then my brother's class, because he was a year behind me, he got to go. So they're like, all right, we're taking a year off. It makes no sense. It's like my older brother, in his infinite wisdom, he's so smart. One time, he had a cat that like ruined a piece of the furniture, and his girlfriend said that he ruined the furniture. The cat ruined the furniture, and he said, "All right, then that cat's not going to eat for a while." I'm like, "No, dummy. Do you really think the cat starving the cat is going to equate some sort of cause and reaction punishment for ruining the couch? No." But we're going to get it. Now, it doesn't really affect you and me. All it's going to affect are, you know, Woody Allen and Diane Cannon and people like that. Now, back to basketball and speaking of Woody Allen, the Knicks. I think the Knicks got a little caught up with expectations. What does that mean? Well, they had a great year. Listen, whenever you're the four seed in your conference, you had a great year. You know, not fantastic, memorable, we'll never forget it, but you had a great year. You got home court in the first round. If you made the playoffs, you had a good year. If you got home court in the first round, you had a great year. Especially for a team like the Knicks, which have been just a also-ran forever, right? And in the regular season, they played Atlanta three times, beat them all three times. So it's like this first round is going to be nothing. We're going right through this. And they, as I said, they caught a lot of people by surprise by being the four seed. And Julius Randle's sudden leap to star player, and I mean star, those two things, well, they went hand in hand because Randle got good and so did the Knicks. But just him being an offensive savior does not necessarily mean that you're going to be a great defensive team, but the Knicks were a good defensive team. But here's the thing. Randle, this postseason, has stunk, and so have the Knicks as they fell to Atlanta again on Sunday, who are now behind 3-1, and they have a game tomorrow night. An elimination game, obviously. So through the first three games, Randle shot 24% from three. No, from the field. That is the worst three-game start to a postseason in the shot clock era. No one, just basically since you've been watching basketball, Dominic, no one's had a worse start ever in three games. Now, RJ Barrett, the kid, can he bail him out? No. Because while Randle is 13 for 54, that's that 24%, Barrett is 13 for 38. So, now the game four numbers looked a little bit better on paper because Randle did have a double-double. He had 23 and 10. So, he pushed aside those first three games just to say, I'm here. Barrett wasn't invisible. He had 12 points and 6 rebounds and 4 assists. But when they were on the court together, they were a collective minus 24. So basically what we're looking at right now is while the Knicks were kind of a fun team to root for, having been in a national embarrassment for over a decade, but when you raise that bar to the postseason intensity, I mean, it's funny. There are some people who say, you know, Barrett's not really going to be a star. He can only be a complimentary piece. Well, whatever. What was Scottie Pippen? He was a star, but he was also a complimentary piece. You could say Klay Thompson is a complimentary piece. It doesn't mean he's not a star. He's too young to make any kind of assessment on him, what he's going to be. The other thing is this is Randle's first trip to the postseason. So do you want to cut him some slack? Well, Yeah, if you have a heart, but if you're a professional athlete, you don't. You got to step up or not. And do we blame Coach Thibodeau on the nosedive? Knicks fans are all over him. No adjustments, no adjustments, no adjustments. What he does, if you want to know the Knicks offense, they give Randle the ball. He comes down, not a lot of pace to their attack. He sizes things up. Maybe they set a screen. Maybe he tries to create something himself. And so the Hawks are just cutting that all off. Then you could say, wow, he's playing the worst basketball of his life at the worst possible time. Well, if you look back over Randle's career, there's a lot of evidence that he's really not that great a shooter, that this season was kind of an aberration. But for me, what it is, and you could say, well, it starts with defense. Almost always it does. But right now, if Derrick Rose is your best offensive player, you're in trouble. Now, here's the funny thing about Derrick Rose. Do you know how old Derrick Rose is? Because I would say 40. He's 32. Isn't that amazing that Derrick Rose is 32? Which is not super young, but it's 8 years younger than I thought he was. If he's your best player, then you're going to have some problems. So we'll see what happens with the Knicks. But as I said, the whole country might have got a little too hyped for him. Come on back on Sports Byline.
Dominic Jimenez with a Sail Sport Talk feature on the Delta Yacht Club, which was founded in 1941. The Delta Yacht Club is a family-oriented club that is the destination point for members with powerboats. Every Memorial Day, the club has a big party bash for the Memorial Day weekend. Included is a tribute at 4 p.m. on Saturday when everyone gathers to pay honor to our veterans with a story of bravery researched by member Lincoln Mitchell. Lincoln spent many years researching the stories of our brave men and women who have served America, and while he was alive, he shared two of these stories each year with the other club members and guests on Memorial Day. Now his daughter, Rebecca Mitchell Barge, continues this tradition and this year gave honor to two patriots, Lieutenant Fox of the 92nd Infantry Division, an artilleryman and forward observer, and Coast Guard Petty Officer Douglas Monroe of the 7th Marine Regiment, both of whom received a Congressional Medal of Honor posthumously. Here is Monroe's story. On September 27, 1942, three companies of the 7th Marine Regiment landed near the Matanikau River, and before the Marines were a quarter mile inland, they were surrounded, cut off from the beach, and their commander dead. They signaled for help, fought their way back to the beach, and established a tight defensive perimeter. Petty Officer Monroe was in charge of five Higgins boats, which were 36-foot mahogany landing crafts. He was ordered to recover the almost 500 Marines on the beach. As he got closer to the shore, he signaled the other boats to land and turned his broadside as a shield between the Marines and the firing guns. He opened fire with his two small boat guns to attract attention, but he eventually took a machine gun bullet in the head. His dying words were only for the Marines. Did they get off the beach? Monroe was returned to his hometown of Klee Elum, Washington for burial. The U.S. flag flew over his grave, but was not lighted. So his childhood friend and fellow veteran, Mike Cooley, took it upon himself to walk the few miles from his home to the cemetery to raise and lower the flag at dawn and dusk every day, and did so for more than 30 years. Upon Cooley's death, two Coast Guard petty officers spearheaded a campaign to erect a flagpole with lighting so that the U.S. flag continues to fly over Monroe's grave 24 hours per day. With the members of the Delta Yacht Club, let us recognize, with much appreciation and respect, the women and men, past and present, who serve and have served our country.
right. Thank you for that. You hear crisscross applesauce here on a Tuesday in the first hour. That means this segment is co-hosted by Karen Lyle from SailSportsTalk.com as we talk about getting out there on the open sea. How you doing, Karen?
I'm doing great. I'm just really appreciating all of the Memorial Day celebrations this last weekend for our veterans and those people who would not return to us. I'm just, they've been on my mind.
All right. Well said. Let's bring in our guest, and it is Chef Loida Alegre. First of all, do you have to always be happy when you have a name like that, Loida?
I am always happy. It just comes with the name, I guess.
All right. Well, you've got a catering company, and you ventured out onto the water. Tell us a little more.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, I love being on the water. I'm a fish out of water, and it was just it just kind of went with the off season that I do in the ski resort town that I live in, Vail. So it just kind of worked out that the seasons coincided, and I was available to do excursions to the Bahamas from Florida.
Well, Loida, it's such a pleasure to meet you on the show. I'm really interested in knowing how you made that transition from being a land chef to a yacht chef.
Well, one of my staff members that I hire, she lived in Fort Lauderdale for 25 years, and she would take off when we were done with the Christmas season in April. She would take off, and she would work in Fort Lauderdale and take excursions. And I said, that is perfect, because we were off season. That meant no one was coming to ski season. And the first thing you need to do is get your STCW, which is a certification for safety training coastal waters, and also a medical exam called the EMG1, which is certified for 2 years. Once you have those in hand, there is a number of ways to get into the yachting industry. Most of it is just by being at the right place at the right time. And with COVID, it was very tricky, because a lot of the dock walking that you do, where you hand out resumes and introduce yourself to the owners and the captains, that wasn't allowed. So it was a matter of plugging into there is myriad of agencies that you apply online, but you really have to be in Fort Lauderdale or West Palm Beach, because when they want to interview you, you need to be there. So I went to get my certification in October of this year, of last year, actually. It was 2020. And then once I got certified, I went on many interviews, and they were all done over the phone. And this one was, I was finally asked to go on a boat, and it was a private boat. And I met them. I was still in Vail when I interviewed, so I was actually lucky. They didn't discount me because I wasn't in the area. So I got the job from Vail, actually, and which is highly unusual to do that.
Maybe you could settle an argument. I know a lot of people, I mean, obviously Vail is a gorgeous ski resort town, as is Aspen, but I've always heard, as someone who haven't been to either, that Aspen's a little more quiet and that Vail's more of a party town. Is that true?
I think Vail takes its cue from just the terrain. There's such unlimited terrain there. And yes, I mean, a lot of, you come to Vail to ski, and then you stay in Vail because of the summers. That's so you may stay for ski season, but then you find out how beautiful the summers are, and you end up there. So,
in other words, Aspen stinks.
No, Aspen is just a different vibe there, I think. But it's more, I think the saying goes, Aspen has billionaires and Vail has millionaires.
Louita, what is the type of cuisine that you prepare? Do you have a wide variety of things and just adjust it to the people that you're cooking for on a boat, or how do you make decisions on that?
I think, I tell them that I'm Asian, and that's that because they say, what do you specialize in? So I will tell them I'm Filipino. Of course, it's second nature for me to cook Asian. But the most important thing I found, and I interviewed with Chef of the Year in the yachting industry, who is Chef of the Year, and I interviewed with him, and I follow him on Instagram. So it's very important to have restaurant experience. And he noticed, like, being a private chef, I came from the hotel industry, and I also trained in internship in a restaurant. But it was a hard, hard, you work a lot of hours in the yachting industry, and so the position that I was in hotel and restaurant really prepared me for this. And he also looks for that experience when he hires. He said he's hired private chefs before, but it shows that they don't have restaurant experience. So he really looks for that.
A couple more questions for Louita Alegre, Rick Tittle, and Karen Lyle with you. Growing up in the Bay Area, Catholic, so many Filipino friends I had, so much Filipino food, which I love, from the, you know, not just the lumpia, adobo, pancit, long slog, and the halo-halo, but for me, it's the sisig pork. What are some of your, pinay specialties?
Oh, crispy pork. Mm. I use X-Acto knife. And I make cuts into the skin about a quarter of an inch all the way across the skin. And then what I do is I make it into a roll. And once that, and it's baked and roasted in the oven, but once it's done, you cannot get a crispier skin than that. Mm. And I just love it. It's very Filipino because of the fatty, and it's pork rind basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's that. But every time I make that, people who wouldn't eat it, like after they eat it, it's one of the more specialized things that I do because
sounds
it's hard
delicious.
To get that skin really crispy.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds delicious, Louita. Tell me, in yachting, there are all different sizes of yachts and different sizes of galleys. In your experience, are you doing something for a smaller yachts where you are the sole person doing this, or are you running a team?
Yes, yes I was the head chef on a 120-foot yacht, but there's challenges in both because when you're in a smaller yacht, they may want to go out for longer times. With this owner, we didn't have a problem with provisioning because they had helicopters coming in anytime that they wanted, and we could order. And when you're going to all these islands, you have to know how much to provision for a certain amount of time. On the larger boats, they have they are commercially made. They have walk-in refrigerators, and they're made to go on long voyages. Like the one that I interviewed with, he's right now in the Mediterranean, and it took about 15 days to cross the Atlantic. So they have to know everything that they have. And they have a crew of 14 people. And it may only be 12 guests, but you're feeding 26 people every day.
So at this point, go ahead, Karen. Sorry.
Oh, I just wanted to know if you have a sous chef that works with you in that, or is it
in my capacity on the boat that I was in? The sous chef is not really needed, but I do need someone for service. So she sets the table. She makes sure that all the dishes that I want to use for service, we talk about what dishes we should use depending on the menu. So we go over that before, you know, like during the week. And so she sets it up. She puts the flatware neck and makes it really pretty, like flowers and, you know, ornamentation on the table. And she serves it directly to the guests.
Last question for you. Everybody sometimes, even if they have their sea legs, can get a bit sick. And my dad was in the Navy for a long time. And, you know, even one time for him in a typhoon on a carrier, he got really ill. Have you ever gotten super seasick out there?
I noticed that when we went, it wasn't even rough waters. They told me this is not rough. And I got seasick right away, actually. But I'm one of those that I could take a pill, and I was fine after that. Some people will never get over that. I mean, some people, they can put a patch behind their ear, and they do the relief band, which shoots electrical currents. You really have to find that out before you venture in this into this industry, because that is a big part of it. And if you do get seasick, you're going to hate it. It's impossible. But no, the main reason I wanted to do it was for the adventure. I wanted to travel and see places that I didn't even know the names of. So that was my main motivation to go.
Very cool. We've been speaking with Chef Loida Alegre. Alida, thanks for your time and your insights. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
And Karen, we'll talk to you next week, kid.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back on Sports Byline.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Tatel is going to go to the air. He's back to pass. He throws deep to the end zone. Batted up in the air. Intercepted by Dan Connors. It was a deflection hit into the air by Willie Brown. And Connors came down with a pass. And the Raiders stopped the Chargers without six, without even three on that drive.
Cares about anything else when you've got Rick Tittle on the radio.
All right. Thank you for that. And welcome back to the show. We still have another couple hours to go. Your calls, as always, are welcome at the toll-free line at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. The Champions League final was on Saturday. It used to always be on Wednesday afternoon, and then several years ago they decided, why aren't we having the whole world watch this on a Saturday? So two English clubs involved, and Chelsea and Man City. And I have no love for Man City at all, but I hate Chelsea. I know Dominic kind of likes Chelsea, so you don't? Oh, it was your dad that liked Chelsea. Okay. But Chelsea had already won the Champions League once. Roberto Di Matteo, their former midfielder, was the manager, and they basically fired him right after. Chelsea won the game 1-0, which means Man City, for all that they've done, they still don't have a title. And I think this is why now Harry Kane will go there in a Kevin Durant type of thing. Like, you got there, you didn't get it done. Now you need me to win two in a row. I think that's probably what's going to happen now, you know, and then it won't look like, oh, you just joined the winner. And it's like, no, they didn't win. Well, they won the league. They won the hardest league to win in the world, which is one thing. But the lone goal scored by Guy Havertz, who's a young German striker. Christian Pulisic came on late, the first American to play in a Champions League final and the first American to miss a goal. Now, it was hard. The goalie crashed out, and he had a fullback in front of him, and he had one chance to try to flick it over, and it just went a little bit wide. His head coach, Thomas Tuchel, speaking of Germans, basically knelt to the ground in horror, but it didn't matter. Jovan Karofsky won the Champions League for Borussia Dortmund, but he was in a sport coat that night. So congratulations to Christian Pulisic. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.